Welcome to Access Utah. I'm Tom Williams. Lonnie Anderson of Albuquerque, New Mexico, is known as the King of Valentine's Day. Every year for nearly 30 years, he's staged a grand gesture for his wife. Last year, for example, he had a street in Loving, New Mexico, renamed in her honor, and she was presented with the key to the city. This year's big event will be in Logan, and he'll be assisted by Michael Bingham and the Jump the Moon Art Studios and Gallery. And today, we're going to talk with Lonnie Anderson and Michael Bingham. Lonnie Anderson joins us on Zoom. Are you in Albuquerque at this point, Lonnie?
Yeah, I'm in Albuquerque. Thank you very much. I'm super happy to be here.
good to have you. Good to have you with us. You're joining us from your car.
I am. I apologize.
That's great.
I was supposed to do it in the living room, and then my daughters are all late. My daughter's late for school, and my wife is, So definitely. It's great. It's actually quieter, so it'll be better.
Yeah. There's some, you know, Ira Glass famously records in his closet, you know. That's so.
Yeah. I love him. He's the best. Absolutely. I actually have a huge signed poster from him.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And we have with us in studio Michael Bingham. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, always good to be with you.
Let's start with Lonnie. Tell us a bit of your background. I understand just kind of the sketches. Grew up in Wyoming in an orphanage, I think. Tell us a bit about
you. I can give you a little background. So I'm originally from New Mexico. I'm a Hickory Apache, Mexica, and Chichimeca. I was left at an orphanage in Denver, Colorado, and then transferred up to an orphanage in St. Joseph's Orphanage in Wyoming, and then was adopted and raised in Wyoming and Utah. My dad and my mom was from Wyoming. My dad was from Utah. So I grew up going to Logan, Hogo Zoo, and going to the lagoon for my birthdays and different things. And then I was actually a janitor after high school, and I had an auntie and a mom who told me hey, you should be an artist, and nobody had actually ever told me that. And our school took us to Logan, and to go to the Utah State for high school. And one of the professors there was like, "You're really good." And I remember that. So I got into a vocational school and worked my way up. I started out in casinos in Reno, and then pretty soon I was working for Nike. I worked for Spike Lee in New York City. I've done Super Bowl commercials. I teach and work kind of all over the world. I work in Abu Dhabi and Jordan and Bahrain and the Middle East and Italy at the University of Architecture and Design in Venice. Now I'm in New Mexico. I have my own little media company, and I make Valentines. And it seems like I get a lot more. I'm not great at my marketing and I'm good. But I think I'm more famous for my Valentines, and I think that's great. That's the way I want it to be. I want to be known for loving my wife.
So tell me about your wife. How did you guys meet?
So my wife, I was working for Nike in Portland, Oregon, and she was from New Mexico. So she was up there at Portland State for the summer and doing a project. And I I always tell people, the universe has fate for you. It really is. It makes sure that you're supposed to meet the person you meet. And I just walked by her table. I was picking up my dinner in this restaurant, bar place. And as I walked by, I saw the woman she was sitting with, and I knew her. And I was like, "Hey, I know." I said, "Hey, how are you?" She remembered my name, but I didn't remember her name. And my wife was sitting next to her, so she wasn't very nice to me. She was just like very yes and no, I started talking to Anne, and Anne was like very sweet. Again, she was just, it's just one of those things. It was like, it was a blink. And then she was actually leaving to go back to New Mexico. Her classes were done, and we exchanged numbers, and she said, yeah, I'll go out on a, I'll, we let's go do something before I leave. And that was it. Like, we went out on a date, and then she left, and we had kind of a long distance relationship back and forth from Portland to Albuquerque. And then that was it. It just kind of evolved. It took a long time, yeah, I just knew she was the person I fell in love with her immediately.
Married, a couple of kids now, right? So
Yeah,
living in Albuquerque.
so we've been together for like over 30 years, and we have two daughters, two amazing, again, wonderful daughters. My wife is like the most amazing mom. I'm saying I'm a pretty good dad. I try really hard, but my wife is, yeah, they're amazing kids, both doing great. I can't complain. I'm blessed, really. I'm really super, super blessed. But yeah, living in Albuquerque, doing a lot of work in Wyoming and Utah. Again, that the school, when I went to Utah State, for that visit, I kind of was in a home where they really weren't, they took care of a lot of kids. So there was a lot of kids in our house, and they just probably couldn't, make sure everybody went to college. They had one my brother who was really their child. And I think like it was like it's pretty hard to get a kid into college. I mean, now I know. But so the rest of us, we only a couple of us went to college, and they really just didn't have the time. But I thought it was amazing that I was able to like that our high school teacher took us there, and then I was a, now I now they asked me to come back and lecture about my Valentine's.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So that's funny, like I didn't get to go to college, but now I'm lecturing at colleges. So, again, I tell people, if you dream, and again, let's remember, this is just a Valentine. It's just glitter and glue. I'm not a famous singer. I'm not a football player. I'm not like, I make Valentines.
Before we get to the Valentine's, I want to get to that. You're the first one, right? And now 30 years later, you're known as the king of Valentine's Day for these big gestures. I was struck by a quote, a news report. You'd given a talk at a high school, and according to the report, you shared a story of your troubled and violent childhood, shares how you've turned your life around. Here's what you said. I want to have you comment on this, and Michael as well. You said, I think that's what these kids understand more than anything, that the more negative you put into the world, the more negative comes back to you. The more positive comes to the world, absolutely, it comes back to you 10 times over. You believe that?
Oh yeah. So, again, the lady who came and got me out of the orphanage, my mom, she was awesome. She was a sweet lady, and again, families are complicated. So she was amazing. My dad, he struggled a lot. Again, it's very complicated. I wouldn't change it. I would not change the way I was raised in a million. But there was a lot of violence in our home, and my dad, beat up my mom, and again, like it was behind closed doors. So, and we were kids, so how do we tell people we didn't understand it. Like, again, when you're raised in that, you just don't know. And I think that was with my dad, was like he didn't understand that the more anger and the more violence he put in the world, it came back to him. As a kid, people don't believe it, but I was in the middle of a gunfight. My dad was like shooting at this man when we were little kids. They had beat him up, and he got away, and he went and got his gun, and the other guy got a gun, and they started shooting each other. And we were just kids, and people, and these two men were shooting at each other. But again, I think like, the more good you put in the world, then the more good comes back to you. So a lot of the kids, I do gang intervention here in the South Valley in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at a place called La Placita Institute, which is this amazing place that works with these kids. And a lot of these kids, again, were raised in homes where, you know, they're kind of tough homes. And that's the thing we all practice is like, there's a couple kids who are just amazing. This guy named Sadiq, he's this amazing dad. And again, he had a real tough growing up, but he's really, the more, again, we practice it. And they're the ones that are the biggest fans of my Valentine's. Like, they're like, and these are like former gang members and incarcerated youth, like, and they love it. You know, I do talks in the detention center with the kids, and I talk about Valentine's. I talk about love. I talk about compassion. I talk about, you know, and I'm proof, you know, like, I am blessed. Like, I have an amazing wife. I have two amazing daughters. I, you know, I'm sitting here talking to you about love. So I feel like that's just proof that the more love you put in the world, the more love comes back to you. And yeah, I truly believe that. And you know, and again, I said, like, I love my dad. I, you know, he was great. He, you know, there was some good, really good things about him. He, you know, but there were some other things that, you know, I just don't, you know, it's, you know, it's tough to even talk about, but I learned how to be a good dad. That's another thing is like when that stuff happens to you, you learn to be a good dad. And hopefully I'm a good dad.
Yeah.
You probably haven't talked to my daughters. I think they, you know, but I would say that absolutely. That's so true. And again, everybody knows that. Like Michael's great. I think that's a pretty perfect example. What a wonderful, beautiful family he has, wonderful wife, does all this stuff for the community. He does so much good. And you can just tell it comes back to him. And he's even having influence on me. Like, he saw me speak, and I swear a little bit in some of my lectures, you know, when I get excited.
A little.
And he just mentioned it, and I never thought about it before, but I'm very conscious of it now. And I think like he was an influence like that. Like, he's a good person. He really is. So
let's bring Michael in. He's been sitting here patiently. So just to reset the scene, Lonnie Anderson, we're talking to today. He's the king of Valentine's Day. Every year for nearly 30 years, he's staged a grand gesture for his wife. This year's grand gesture is going to be in Logan and be assisted by Michael Bingham and Jump the Moon Art Studios. So, Michael, I want to have you respond to this. Putting positivity out in the world, you do a lot of that. First of all, for people who don't know, tell us just briefly, Jump the Moon, what is that all about?
Jump the Moon is a nonprofit art studio here in Logan. We have a gallery. In our mission statement, the very first line is motivated by love for people and a belief that every living person has something good and worthwhile and beautiful to share with the world if given the opportunity to do that. One thing we do maybe better than any place on the planet is make that possible for anyone who has any sort of disability challenge. We really prefer the term diversability. We look at things in a positive way, and boy, if you can turn your head and blink your eyes, you can make art at our studio. We've kind of developed ways for everybody to have their voice heard, and this idea of putting out positivity and how powerful that is. I'll just briefly go back to my own childhood, which Lonnie and I have an awful lot in common. It's in a way, it's like we're twin brothers of different mothers.
Absolutely.
Because our lives parallel in so many ways. I did not particularly enjoy school. I was a junior in high school before a teacher said something to me positive. And all it was it was in a drafting class, a drawing, mechanical drafting class, way before a computer. So I'm drawing by hand, and this teacher stopped by my drafting table and said, "Hey, you are really good at this," and walked on. And all these years later, that stuck with me. It flipped a switch inside of me that said, okay, there's somebody that believes in me, that I'm good at something, and it doesn't take much. And I think Lonnie and I together kind of share this way of looking at people. I've been to a couple of his lectures at Utah State, and he looks into the eyes of those college students and loves them. Like, they know that this man, this guy full of energy and who's bouncing around like the Energizer Bunny up there and flipping through all these fun, you know, slides of his Valentines and the hundreds of drawings he puts in his kid's lunchbox. I usually take a lot of notes after Lonnie spoke the very first time when I heard him. All I wrote on my paper basically was, wow. Oh, there was one quote you started, and I wrote that down. It said, "Live your life so that it makes a good story." And I wrote that down, and then I listened for an hour and just wrote the word wow. And we connected and said the next day, you know, we should collaborate. That was 6 years ago.
Oh,
and now
yeah.
we're finally collaborating on something.
And we'll get to that. But before we go to a break, I want to get to a break and then come back and ask you how this all started. But something Michael said, it's about the big gesture, right? That's what we're talking about here. Also about the daily things, right? So you put art in your daughter's lunch boxes,
yeah,
do you?
Yes. Yeah. So when they were in preschool, I didn't know how. I'm trying to be a dad, you know. So the only thing I could do is I could draw. So I put a note in their lunch boxes since they were in preschool, and it said, "Be brave and be kind." And I put a smiley face or something. And then, like 18 years later, you know, they're very elaborate drawings now. They're like, I actually got really good at drawing these. So yeah, and I still do it. I have a senior this year, and if something happens in the news or something, I do a drawing of it, and I put "Be brave and be kind." So I just saw she's going to put that in her yearbook as one of her quotes. So I was like, oh, that's great.
That's wonderful. Well, let's do take a break. We're talking with Lonnie Anderson. He's known as the King of Valentine's Day. Every year does a big gesture for his wife. This year, that the big event is in Logan, Utah. And he'll be assisted by Michael Bingham with Jump the Moon Art Studios and Gallery in Logan. So we're talking to both of those gentlemen today. More following this break. Thanks for listening to Access Utah. I'm Tom Williams. We're talking with Lonnie Anderson. He's from Albuquerque, and he's known as the King of Valentine's Day. Every year for nearly 30 years, he's staged a grand gesture for his wife. Last year, for example, he had a street in Loving, New Mexico, renamed in her honor. She was presented with the key to the city. We'll talk about many of the others over the years. This year's big event is in Logan. We're going to get into talking about that. And he'll be assisted this year by Michael Bingham and Jump the Moon Art Studios and Gallery. We're talking with Lonnie Anderson and Michael Bingham. So Michael Bingham, during the break, you were saying, and this could dovetail to what we talked about just before the break. Lonnie Anderson puts art in his daughter's lunch boxes. It's grown, I guess, bigger over the years, just simple daily things. You have some tips, I think, for what people can do, just daily things, right?
Yeah, and one of the things I really appreciate about Lonnie, I'm so glad to be able to call him my friend now, and he's inspired me to do more myself for my own wife and for other people. And knowing that, working on this project with him this year, I've just been, it's been on my mind a lot, and I put it out on my own social media. On my, I contacted some friends who I consider to be, to have very beautiful marriages or relationships, and I just asked them for some advice. What do you do to keep your relationship so fun and vibrant and strong? And overall, I think I'm most surprised at what I didn't hear. I didn't hear anybody say, well, we keep that relationship strong because I buy her expensive jewelry every year. And there's nothing wrong with that. Or it was that box of candy and that and those flowers, you know, that certainly let me know that they're thinking of me and they love me, but nobody mentioned that. Instead, what I got was, and I have these beautiful friends who have been married about 40 years, and they sent me the most interesting things. One of them was do dishes together. And I think people could build on this, make a little box and you could decorate it up for Valentine's Day. And it is the phone timeout box. And you each shut off your phone, you put it in the box, and then go for a walk. And while you're walking, reminisce about some of the most beautiful experiences in your relationship, or some of the most difficult experiences in your relationship that you faced together and overcame together. My wife and I have plenty of those, and the really fun things too. We kind of one-upped the do the dishes together last night. We gave our two cats, not at the same time, but our two cats a bath in the kitchen sink together. And, you know, dishes don't try to escape. And it was much more fun and interesting time together. And it made a memory. I mean, it was really fun. But when I met Lonnie and we thought, boy, we should collaborate on something, We'll probably get to that here in a bit, but just do the little things. Put a post-it note every day somewhere where you're somebody you love will see it that has a little message to them, and it doesn't have to be complicated.
Those are some great ideas. Lonnie, before we get to your big gestures, what are some small things that you suggest for folks?
Oh man, yeah, I agree with Mike. I would say one thing, like, look, he's my brother. I feel like, you know, like he's my family. I feel like, you know, again, when we first met and everything, I remember he invited me down to the studio, and when I walked in there, you know, immediately it was community. I would say that's the one thing that I remember about Utah as a kid. You know, again, it was tough growing up a little bit, you know, in the family. But I'll tell you, I had a grandpa and grandma in American Fork, and they had a farm. And so all the cousins, and I have hundreds of cousins in Salt Lake, so there's got to be at least one of them listening. But I'll tell you what, they were wonderful. You know, I think my dad struggled a little bit just because he was away from Salt Lake and Utah and Wyoming working. But his sisters and brothers, man, they were the most wonderful. And they had the most amazing, I have the most amazing cousins that you can ever imagine. And I'm telling you, like, those are the small things, is like, be involved with your family. You know, go, I don't want to go to the Christmas party, or I don't want to do that. Go to that, man. It's, as a kid, those are the things that were just complete joy for me. Running around the orchard with my cousins, finding golf balls in the golf course next to it, you know, talking about silly stuff. I have all these amazing cousins all through Salt Lake and Utah, those are little things that you remember. Like, again, I think being involved with your family, like Michael's saying, like even a note, even a phone call, call your mom, call your dad, tell them you love them, tell your cousins you love them. I do. I love my cousins. They're awesome. I still am in contact with them on Facebook and stuff. So, I get to like see what they're doing and stuff. Yeah, wonderful. And I have a ton of cousins in Wyoming as well. And that's the thing is your family, even as complicated as it is, it'll save your life. It's beautiful.
Let's. I'm going to bring this forward here before we get into some of the past memorable big events. Lonnie and Michael, tell us what's going to be happening this Valentine's Day in Logan. And how are you inviting people to come, and how can people
Yeah, go
participate?
ahead, Michael. You're better at
Absolutely.
explaining. He's actually been doing most of the work. I feel bad. I've been trying to get up there. We collaborate all the time on but I'm 1,000 miles away from him, and so he know. Go ahead and yeah.
And
You
I'll
say.
correct you on that. I'm not doing most of the work. But people in this community and people at our studio,
Absolutely.
boy, we've got a volunteer down there, McKay, who has hand painted hundreds of hearts for us to have to work with, and Candace and Athena. And boy, if I start mentioning, we have LDS service missionaries that serve in our studio, and then all of our artists who, and
Yeah.
you know, it's contagious. This message you have of, let's just show more love for each other. And we're not talking about necessarily romantic love. I mean, you can love your cousins, your brother, your friend, the people that live next door to you, and just let more people expand the group that you consider people that you love, and do something to show that to them. But now all these people, I actually probably do about the least. I'm kind of the director in a way on this project, but so many hours of people just putting in their time and effort. And why? Because one man in Albuquerque, New Mexico, wants to show his wife, Anne, how much he loves her. And that's contagious. And boy, it hit me a couple days ago that we've been putting in all this time on this. And then it just hit me, oh, what am I doing for my own wife? And
I know.
She already got the surprise when she opened the garage door Sunday night, coming back from, she's a flight attendant, and she was coming back from work and opened the door, and she wanted a metal rack to put her plants on she could wheel out into the driveway. And I looked to try to buy one, and I'm such a cheapskate, I just hate spending money. I realized I had one that was on the side of my studio in a place that probably every time we pull into our driveway, she says something like, boy, I hope that mess gets cleaned up one of these days. 3.5 years she's been saying that. So the bigger gift for her, I know her love language is do something for me, just do something for me. And so I spent an entire Saturday cleaning up the side of my studio, and then I ended up with this wire rack she wanted. So I put Christmas lights on it in the shape of a heart. She opened the garage door, and that was the best thing I could have done for her at that moment. But I forget now. We're out back to the.
The details of what's going to be
Yeah,
happening.
so
Oh,
yeah,
the
and
details.
again, I would say that's awesome because again,
That
I
is
think
wonderful, yeah.
because he got so caught up in my Valentine that we even said it one night. I was like, oh my God, you got to do something for your wife or he's
Right,
gonna kill you.
yeah.
Yeah, and this year, Michael just he his originally. Well, originally we were gonna do this thing where we were gonna make this giant heart out of people in a football field at Utah State. but it got too complicated. And in Utah State, again, they were like, I love them, but they're like, they were like, had too much paperwork. So, and we kind of were just going back and forth, and I had seen these giant ornaments that he had made. And I said, man, I wish we could make one of those for something. And we kind of brainstormed, and we came up with the idea of, like, he had a close friend who had a candy store there in Logan called Bluebird Candy, which I just immediately was like, Bluebird Candy, oh my God. And the idea was that I was going, instead of giving my wife a box of candy, again, what we were going to do is we were going to give her the candy store, or at least have her have it kind of all made up for her. So when she comes, she would be like, kind of like Willy Wonka, like, you get this, like, and they have her name in the window. And again, in this jelly bean heart he's talking about that all these amazing artists made, it is like 5 feet tall, and it's literally made out of thousands of jelly beans. I mean, thousands. And Michael, he's way too humble, because there's a video, he's always like, oh, I just kind of, like, you know, helped and got everything in range. Of he drew it all out onto the heart. And when I say a jelly bean, a heart made out of jelly beans 5 feet tall, it's not just they just stuck jelly beans on it. They went in there, and there are like swirls of licorice designed in the middle of it. So I would like totally think Willy Wonka, a chocolate factory. So when she gets there, you know, again, they're going to roll out a red carpet. They're going to, you know, we're hoping that the mayor's going to be there. He's going to be there. And again, it's like the whole community is going to come out, you know, come out, and we're all just going to celebrate love.
So,
and Michael, you can say a little bit more. You were.
I was just going to ask, so this is Valentine's Day, obviously. What time are people invited?
Well, we're doing it before Valentine's Day.
Oh, before Valentine's. Okay.
This coming Thursday on the 12th. At just come on over to my studio about 10:30.
Okay.
And Lonnie and Ann, and I believe your daughter's coming too, flying in. We'll be there, and we'll make a little special presentation. Big thanks to Bluebird Candy Store and Justin and Jocelyn Hamilton over there are incredible to work with, and have just basically said, you know, we'll turn this over to you. But they're going to give her a tour. They're going to, when she walks in there, I'm so excited to try to capture that because it'll be transformed into basically, it looks like Ann's candy store.
and the heart's up already. I mean,
yeah,
people were already
up.
Asking, like, who is this Ann?
People may have, yeah, on the outside from the street, it says love on it. But when you go in the store, go in there and check it out, this giant.
Yeah, it's up now. People
it's
can
over
go
100
and check it
pounds
out.
Of candy.
Yeah.
So Thursday, about 10:30, just go to Jump the Moon.
Yeah, that's, come that's to Jump the Moon.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going
to
then take her over to her kingdom.
All right.
And it'll be a fun surprise.
So, Lonnie, obviously you have to, by now your wife knows, okay, something's, you know, you get on a plane and end up in Logan. That's the plan. She knows something's going to happen, right? But she doesn't know exactly what. That would be the surprise. Okay. Yeah.
So she's very confused, and she's on a media blackout, so she can't hear this. And, and again, you know, that's why we're doing it early, because that way we can, you know, we can do it before, you know, people have her out there talking about it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And again, it's like, it's going to be this wonderful, you know, we're going to celebrate, you know, everybody at Jump the Moon who worked on it, and they made all these little, so what I do is I make a Valentine and then I put Ann's name on it. They all did the same thing, and then they put the people that they love on it. So
that's great.
It really is going to be a candy store filled with love. Yeah. I mean, and it's just like in the movies. It's this old historic, like 100-year-old candy store with like they make their own candies, they make their own boxes, everything's like it is. It's like walking into Willy Wonka, and I just think like that's what. When Michael said that, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the best one, I think, ever, just because it's such involved with the community. And I always tell people, when you do something like this, you do something good for somebody else, it's a ripple effect, like in a pond. It bleeds, it goes out, and then everybody starts to, you know, little stories start to come out, and you hear all this love, and you hear all this. And that's how you change the world. I really do. I think as small as a Valentine is, and, you know, again, I get people writing me emails about this is the history of Valentines and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, you know, it's more about love. Like you can change the world with love. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like Michael was saying, like all the love.
Before we go to break, obviously this is very inspirational to a lot of people. But I wonder, I'm guessing you do get feedback from time to time. I'll just ask you from, you know, mostly from guys, I would imagine, who's saying, "Hey, King of Valentine's Day, you're making my little paltry effort look bad." Do you ever get that kind of feedback?
Yeah, I get that feedback, but you know what? Most of everybody's really, really kind, and yeah, there's always once in a while, but again, I think my idea is like I hate even using the word King of Valentine's Day. I was named the most romantic man in Dubai as well. And there's a lot of little, you know, things I would say, like, you know, I don't do it to like say, oh, I'm a better husband than anybody else. Really, I'm doing it because I love my wife and I love love. I love spreading love. I love. And so, you know, again, I would think of it as like, look, you if it inspires you, great. You know, if you know, you don't have to put a carousel in my front yard. You don't have to put a carousel in your front yard, really. You don't have to. You can, if you don't know how to make pancakes for that person, because a mangled pancake that's burnt, giving it to somebody you love, that is the most beautiful gift you can give somebody, because it has intention.
Well, as Michael was saying, right, that you're find your wife's love language or your loved one's love language.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And just do that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think we all intuitively maybe know the love language of our partner or somebody, but how often do we speak it? You know, how often do we go out of our way to do something that we know that person is really going to appreciate? And even if it's just listening, you know, put your phone down for a minute and just listen to somebody.
And it doesn't have to be washing cats in the sink, but that sounds fun.
That's a great story.
Invigorating, yeah. let's go to another break. We'll come back with our last segment with Lonnie Anderson, known as the King of Valentine's Day, the latest big gesture. He's been doing these for about 30 years. Latest one's going to happen in Logan. So Michael Bingham was with us as well. He's helping this. He's with Jump the Moon Art Studios. And so this Thursday, about 10:30, show up at Jump the Moon and you can participate in the latest big gesture, which will be happening at Bluebird Candies. Let's take another break. Thanks for listening to Access Utah. I'm Tom Williams. We have with us Lonnie Anderson from Albuquerque. That's where he's joining us from today. He's known as the King of Valentine's Day. Every year for nearly 30 years, he's staged a grand gesture for his wife, Anne. This year, that's happening in Logan. And that event, in that event, he's being assisted by Michael Bingham and Jump the Moon Art Studios and Gallery. We're talking with Lonnie Anderson and Michael Bingham. And if you'd like to participate in this year's big event, come to Jump the Moon Studios about 10:30 a.m. on Thursday. And I'll head over to Bluebird Candies, where the big event is happening. So, Lonnie Anderson, I wondered, what was the first one, the first big gesture, big event?
Yeah, you know, again, they start small, so I guess I wouldn't say it was big. I guess it's bigger than that. I had just met my wife, and and I was visiting her during Valentine's Day. I was actually living in Portland, and I was visiting in Albuquerque, and so while she was at work, I got her sister to let me into her apartment, and I made a giant game board in her. She had this little tiny apartment, and I made a giant game board, taped it down on the floor, and it went through her whole apartment. And again, just the squares were like, tell me something I don't know about you, and tell me your favorite color, or tell me. And so that's how we got to know each other. Is it? And I had these giant dice. Like they were giant. They were so big they knocked over the lamp and something else. But yeah, I always tell people I panicked because we were just dating, and I was like thinking she was gonna come home and be like, "Geez, you broke into my apartment." You made this crazy, like to, it's those fears, that when you say that you love somebody and you're afraid they won't love you back, say you love you back. I always tell people that what's so amazing about love is that, like Michael said earlier, is like you can just love somebody. They don't have to love you back. Like you can just love. You can love people who don't like you. And how beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? Is that you're just filled with love? And so, yeah, that was the first one, and then it just kind of evolved. A few ones later, I did the carousel one, which I love. It's like one of my favorite ones. And basically, it was like I saw a guy who had a carousel in Albuquerque, and in his backyard, I saw the horses all kind of put away, and I went up to his house, and I just said, "Hey, can I use your? I do these Valentines, but I wasn't as famous as I am now. But and again, I don't know if I'm super famous, but I didn't have anything to reference to show him. But I said, I make these Valentines. Could I set this carousel up?" And he was like, "No." He was like, "It's a $100,000 carousel, and it takes 4 hours, 6 hours to set up. It takes four people." But his wife was standing next to him, and she was like, "Wow, that's the most romantic thing I ever heard in my life." Like, absolutely, yes. And he got so mad, and he looked at her, and she was like, "You gave that carousel to me." And she did. She came down and set it up, and it was more beautiful than you could ever. It was a full moon. It was like, and she made us these corsages on the hood of her truck. Like she handmade, and she pinned them on us. And again, she made him dress up. But I always tell people is like, when you do something really beautiful, other beautiful stories come out of it. And so one of the beautiful stories that came out of that was we were all sitting there watching it, and this car comes into this vacant lot next to my house. And it was a family, this tiny little family, two little girls and a mom and dad. And they only spoke Spanish. So my wife was talking to them, and they said, "Well, we thought it was a carnival. The girls want to ride it. Is it okay?" And the man came over, and he was like, no, he's like, "This is insurance. You can't do that. They'll get hurt." As he's talking, his wife opens the door, and these two girls just jump out of this car and run towards it, and they're laughing and giggling, and they're jumping from horse to horse, and we're all just sitting there watching these two little girls, just so much joy. And then they get back in their car and they drive away, and my wife said, "The most beautiful thing that'll ha has happened tonight is that those two little girls are going to drive by here when they're 16, and that we live in a pretty tough neighborhood, and they're going to tell their friends one magical night we rode a carousel on that vacant lot." And she's like, "That's just beautiful. Their friends are never going to believe them." I mean, really. So
Well,
I
that's
think,
wonderful.
yeah, so I think like things happen, that you don't even have control over when you deal with love.
Michael, I think you have some more tips for us from you're talking to this couple, long married couple.
Yeah, and I want to give a let Kelly and Bev know how much I love them. They've been such a good example for so many years to me. They're right now going through a pretty serious battle with cancer, and they are facing that as this team, and they're facing it with humor and with fun and with joy. And they had a bunch of suggestions for me. One of my favorites was sit down with
your partner and get a big piece of paper and draw something together. And especially if you don't think you're an artist, especially if you're only, you know, stick figure, whatever. It's not about the skill of the art. It's about just sitting next to each other and creating something. And maybe that's decorating a cake or cookies together or doing some other thing. Sit down and maybe write down some of the most beautiful moments in your life that really strengthened your relationship. If you have children, this will be, and grandchildren, this will be really valuable for them. One that came to my mind this morning that I hadn't thought about for a while, I had a bit of an accident a few years ago and almost died. And in intensive care after a couple weeks and not sure if I would be dependent on someone to take care of me the rest of my life. I'm on a respirator. My neck was broken severely and a little uncertain if I would ever be able to, you know, do basic necessity things. And I wrote on a whiteboard to my wife. I said, I think I wrote, "Where will I live? What's going to happen to me? Will I be sent somewhere?" And my little Susie, we've been married 43 years, coming up on 43 years.
Yeah, right on.
She literally climbed on top of the hospital bed and kind of straddled across me and put her face right in my face and said, "You will always live with me, and I will always take care of you no matter what. We're together forever." And I thought about that this morning and looked at her and just thought, what a beautiful gift it is to have her in my life. And I'll tell you right now in front of a few listeners, Susie, I love you. You are so wonderful. I'm not You're well above me and have put up with a lot, but I love you. And I want you to know that.
Well, we're at about the end of our time. That's a great way to end the program here.
Oh,
so, yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you, Michael. So we've been talking with Lonnie Anderson. He's known as the King of Valentine's Day. Past 30 years or so, he's staged a grand gesture for his wife every year. A lot of things in between during the year, right? For your wife and for your daughters as well. Michael's told us about some of those as well. But the big next big event is happening in Logan. That's happening on Thursday, and it'll be over at Bluebird Candy. But gather at Jump the Moon Art Studios and Gallery in Logan about 10:30 in the morning on Thursday if you'd like to participate. Well, Lonnie Anderson, such a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much. And Michael, man, you're the best, man. I love you, brother. You're a good guy. Yeah. I mean, we both are lucky. Like, with our wives take care of us. We are children.
That's probably the truest thing. Yeah, we're like big kids. And...
But yeah, thanks for having us on there. Thanks for spreading love and thanks for carrying all these stories. I think some people forget, but you know, you talk to a lot of people and you hear a lot of stories and you have to carry those, and that's a heavy weight. And so we appreciate you. We appreciate you giving people a voice who a lot of people don't have a voice, and it's powerful medicine and really, really amazing work you're doing. So thank you for having us on here to talk about Valentine's. I mean, really, literally, well, glitter and glue.
Thank you for the message you're putting out there as well. Michael Bingham with Jump the Moon Art Studios and Gallery, thank you so much.
Yeah, so glad to be here, and thank you to all the people in this community that wrote the name of somebody they love on a heart, and that were people in assisted living centers, people at our studio, different groups that came in and helped with that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel like I get way too much credit for this sort of thing. This is a community effort, and I'm so grateful to live here in this community.
And thanks to everyone for listening today to Access Utah.